Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. It is great to be back here with all of you. I have to admit, I'm feeling under the weather. I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling run down. And that's going to be actually the topic today is teaching on tough days. How to show up when you're not feeling 100%. That's what we're going to focus on. So I have to acknowledge the reality. Teachers are humans too. You won't always have your best energy. Sometimes you don't feel the greatest. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you real. I don't feel the greatest. And funny enough, I don't know the process to being out sick in my new school district. I have no clue. I don't know who to contact. I don't know the procedure. And I guess that's on me right now. I almost would like to be gone and just stay home and just sleep because I feel so run down. Last night I had to supervise at a volleyball game and it went all five sets. I was out very late last night and got home. And I wasn't feeling great then either. And I am so wore out, just not, and then my voice started going too. Mid-afternoon yesterday, my voice started just disappearing and getting kind of, since I started sounding awful. I know I sound awful, my voice does right now. I'm straining to talk. And so I thought when I woke up this morning, I was like, whoa, boy. And I was like, if I wanted to call in sick, even I wouldn't need to. So that's on me. I should have looked into that. I'll have to kind of find out what the process is. Woo! So I'm going to go in. I think it's a combination of being extra sore from cutting down some trees at my dad's house, just not feeling well, to having a cold or some laryngitis. I don't know. I just don't really feel great. So that's where I'm at right now. I got some stuff to figure out and I'm going to try not to overdo it today and just kind of keep it a low key day. So I have to acknowledge the reality. And I'm going to do what matters the most today. I'm going to focus on essentials, routines, relationships, safety. But I'm going to save the extras for another day. I usually like to get up and go in extra early. That's kind of been my process, is work early in the morning. And then my boundaries that I've set is I'm out of there. Yesterday was not, I couldn't because it was... We have to work as a district. We have to work three, each teacher in our contract. We have to work three, like, activities, I guess. And so I signed up for three fall things to do. And yesterday was volleyball where I was supervising. So super exciting game. Boy, the volleyball girls put up a great fight. I just wasn't feeling arthritis. And then it's just, I went to pull at home, went to bed, and this kind of tied right into the day. And so I'm just gonna do what matters the most, the essential things and anything extra. Boy, I'm going in. I'm not going in that much early this morning, to be honest. I just am not. And that, I think that's okay sometimes. And so today is gonna be about small wins. The small wins are gonna count today. Sometimes success is just keeping the classroom calm. And students will see consistency even if I'm quieter or slower today. They'll know I'm not feeling well and show me some grace. And even though students show me grace, that makes me, or is a great reminder to myself that I need to give myself grace too and not beat myself up for not being perfect. And if you're in a situation where you're not feeling the perfect either, or feeling just like an off day, give yourself some grace. Your presence with the students will still make a difference. And ultimately, why does it matter? Kids learn from adults that push through challenges. It models resilience, but also balance. You don't have to give 110% every single day. And then if there are times where you just really can't be there because you're sick, then you do that. And that's a great thing to model too, that sometimes you have to take a sick day because we get sick sometimes. And so teaching them and showing them that kind of the balance of, hey, you know, it's okay to not be superhuman. That's okay. So yeah, I'm sore from chainsaw work at my dad's, but then I'm just that the laryngitis kind of feeling kind of icky and kind of gross. So I don't know, it's kind of a combination of it. So that's why I'm gonna give it a chance today, and not knowing who to call if I wanted to take a sick day. It's like the perfect storm that kind of came upon me all of a sudden at the end of the week here. But I'm not a teacher that just like counts down minutes to the weekend. However, I am looking forward to the weekend, not to get away from students, but just to have some rest, to have some, just kind of take it easy. I'm actually was supposed to go this weekend on a big paddling trip, where going out to a place that I love on a river, the Niobrara River, 4 hours away, and I was gonna go stand up paddling on Saturday. It's a 4 hour drive there, a 4 hour drive back, and I was gonna camp and do my thing. But I may just pull out of that too, because I think almost where I'm at right now is staying at home, excuse me, and resting and just kind of get myself feeling better might be the best thing. Might be. Because I want to be the best I can. I run at a very high level and I'm pushing myself to be my best. And today I'm going to be pushing to get through and kind of keep things calm. So, but once again, give yourself grace. So, that being said, y'all, not every day has to be a spectacular day. Not every day has to be executed at a high level, especially if you're feeling under the weather. Some days are just good enough. And it still is powerful. What matters is showing up with heart. Gotta show up with heart. Even if energy isn't at its highest. Ultimately, not every day has to be spectacular. Some days, good enough is still powerful. What matters is showing up with heart. Even if your energy isn't at its highest. Well, that brings our episode to a close. I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.